Blog Talk Radio.
And if you see anybody in the comments, you could just show the other mouth. Good morning, everybody. Just waiting for some more people to log on. I see some folks have dialed on to Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to begin shortly. Let me make sure that I tapped hot messages new. Okay. Amen and amen. So we're going to get started while we wait for those people to pop on. Let me just see something here. Making sure that everything is connected. I just sent out a message. Yeah, I see somebody didn't pop on. Okay. Good morning, Sandra Williams. How are you? And you have a birthday coming up soon. Amen. So we're going to get started. They'll pop on in a minute. Good morning, Liddy Martin. Good morning, Mama. We were just talking about you, Miles, me and Carell. So we're going to wait for some more people. Good morning, the husband of Carell Jackson, Jill Jackson. How are you? Susan Honing, how are you? Thinking about you this morning, Susan Honing. How are you? Glad you can jump on. Amen. So good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. So we're going to get started. The folk will hop on in a minute. But I am so excited on today. I am so super, 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 duper excited. I have a special guest with me on today. My apologies for a moment. Sorry. A special guest with me on today. And I just love this girl. I love her whole family. I know she's not a girl anymore, but she's such a young woman. I remember seeing her on 23rd and 5th quarter. She was so cute and quiet. She's so quiet. So I bless God for her tenaciousness. I just bless God for her tenacity, her zeal. And I'm just so loving her Enamored Journeys, which is her ministry. And it's a group of them, but she's the CEO and founder. And I am so grateful to have her on. One of her family members, cousin Dana Raul was on the other week. And she's a financial coach, and you can go back and listen to the replays of the podcast and get her information as well. Awesome expert, financial expertise. She's all of that, financial coach. And she said, have you thought about, Enamored Journeys coming on Carell? And I said, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to be talking about that topic. I said, I know what she does, and then she said, no, because it's love month. And I said, it's Black History Month. She said, it's love month too. I said, wait, but this is the funny thing, guys. Look, so to all the listeners, I'm drinking out of my best wife ever mug, right? So one of my Trusted Oswell VIP members, part of a VIP club with all entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, is so bomb. And Tina Johnson, and she has Adore Mugs. That's the name of her person if you want to order some beautiful mugs, Adore Mugs. So she says, have you thought about getting remarried? And I said, I said, of course, you know. And she said, well, why don't you go purchase a mug and you drink out of it and speak that thing into existence? So I said, okay. So I'm sitting in here, right, Carell, drinking out of my best wife ever mug. Normally I drink out of my Hope Victoria's mug.
But that's why I have a mug. And I'm like, oh, my God. No, I'm not even putting my faith into action, girl. Faith without works is dead. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here drinking out of it, but not even putting it into action. I'm believing it, but not even speaking it. So I said, Dana, oh, my God. Okay. So you know me. I prayed about it. Lord, you know, is it okay? Because this is the first year, actually, over the course of a period of time, I would have different people come on, but it's like sporadic. It's not like every Tuesday I come on. So this past couple of months, God just been dropping in my spirit different people to come on. And let me tell you, I'm evolving with the Lord. So I'm just going with the flow. God, whatever you say, I'm good. So let us pray so we can get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. So God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for all our listeners. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And I thank you for Sister Carell coming on with me on today, Father God. Use us for your glory. We thank you and touch our family, touch everybody that's on this broadcast on today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, amen. So, Carella's going to come on and she's going to tell you all about what she does, but I just want to encourage you to keep hope alive. Some of us have come from some broken relationships, some toxic relationships, and we feel like, oh my God, there's no good men out here. There's no good women out here. You know, you could also even expound a little later if you want to on your husband's books, Joel Jackson, and what he does as well, and any products he may have come. I'm not sure. I believe I've seen something else, a coffee mug. So, you know, you can talk about that too or fit that in. I know I'll be fitting all everybody in. So, anyway, but I want you to tell us a little bit about Enamored Journeys and you guys who feel like, you know, love don't live, love do exist, you know, and we'll get into that a little later. But go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you for allowing me to come onto your platform and share my business with your followers. I definitely appreciate that, and I do not take it for granted. Yes, hi. My name is Carell, and I am the founder and CEO of Enamored Journey, which I started in 2015. I've been at couples retreats and events for small groups of couples alike. I'm not big time. I'm not servicing 100 couples at a time, but you know, I do plan retreats for small couples at a time. I have been married to my husband for 10 years, and I understand is marriage at work. You know, a lot of people don't like to think like that, but it's work if you're going to get out of it what you put in. Sometimes you need an outlet, you know, whether it be in a set, a break from, you know, reality, husband to husband conversation or a wife to wife conversation. And I just try to provide that for couples at my events and retreats.
And so, look, how could they, like, put all your handles in? So how can they get a hold of you?
So I do have a website. It is called enamoredjourneys.com. I'm on Instagram as enamoredjourneys. And I have an email if you would like to reach me that way, enamoredjourneys.com. So it's enamoredjourneys across the board. No spaces, no extra characters, or anything like that.
Yes. And what about any merchandise that they can? Oh, I love your hoodie. Yes. So beautiful. Is it any product that you have that we're a website that they can go and purchase?
Yes. So my husband and I, we also have KGW Apparel and KGW, even though that is our initials, it also stands for Keeping God's Word. So the rest of our lives, we have KGW. It is on Amazon. You can look it up under that brand. We have inspirational and encouraging sweatshirts, hoodies, and t-shirts.
Yes. And Carell, where did you get? How did you? What inspired you to do Enamored Journeys? Like the name?
The name or the business itself?
But the name, Enamored.
So enamored means to be filled with love. And life is a journey. Your marriage is a journey.
Yay.
So in your journey, let everything you do be filled with love.
Isn't that something? And you know, we need more. You know, we need more of that in this world. Oh, Lord Jesus, some love. I'm telling you. So our scripture on today is John 15:13. Greater love have this than no man that will lay down his life for his friends. Greater love have no man than that.
I'm sorry, greater love have no man. Wait a minute. You know these eyes ain't right this morning. Wait a minute. Greater love have no man than this, that way man will lay down his life for his friends. I don't know, did I have too much coffee this morning or what? I'm like seeing double over here. Oh, my God. Yes, so that's our scripture text for today is John 15, 13. This was my second week that I have been on it because I had Dr. Tara on last week, who was a psychotherapist and a business therapist. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, and that is Jesus, because greater love have no man than this. Hallelujah. And that is Jesus, because Jesus loves us unconditionally. He don't look at our flaws. He don't look at our ups and downs. He loves us unconditionally. And guess what? He laid down his life for us as being his friends. I know we don't think that way because we ain't trying to lay our lives down. Okay, we not Jesus. You know, Jesus is Jesus, and he does what he do, and he does it perfectly, and he does it well. I love how he loved on us. To encourage you on today, because some people may have felt like they have been or still feel or have felt, I felt that I have been in a broken relationship. I don't still feel that way, even though it did exist, but it's long gone. But I didn't come out as a woman scorned, and I asked God out of my toxic relationship with my ex-husband that to heal me. And God, heal me so I can be whole. Heal me from these broken wounds, you know, because sometimes you can fight and fight and fight. And when it becomes so toxic, or will it become an abusive situation, I had to flee for my life. But the thing about it is that I could have come out as a woman scorned. We have men that scorn today, thinking that there's no good women out here. And women thinking there's no good men out here. I know that it's true love, and I know that it exists. I don't care how many times people say, oh, the divorce rate is this, but I know how God rates marriage, and I know that it does exist. It's who you choose as your mate, and just for working that thing out. Some of us tried to work and work until when we thought our lives were threatened. We had to either try to work and work it until we die and get killed, or right. We work it until we like, I know when this my boundaries and when I got to flee for my own life and my mental stability. But I didn't come out thinking that there's no good marriages out here. I know that there's good marriages out here. My mama and daddy was married for 52 years. Yes, ups and downs, but they worked through them. And the thing about it is that I believe in true love. I'm sipping on my best wife ever mug. And even though some people may feel like I understand, and it's so crazy, Carell, and to all the listeners, because I know what it feels like to be so broken that you feel like, oh, my God, there's no good men out here. You know what I'm saying? But I decided to take a route to say, no, I know that there's good marriages out here. I know that there's good people out here. We just have to choose them as our mates. I didn't listen to God when God told me. You didn't ask me one time. I totally ignored the word because of what I wanted. But I didn't come out as a woman scorned. I was scorned a little bit, but then I got my act together quick because I was like, no, the devil ain't going to have me walking around bitter and mean. But do I understand that bitter woman? I do understand it. I understand it. But I just chose not to be in that place because of that unforgiveness. Well, how do you feel about being in a relationship with that unforgiveness?
You know, Ms. Winnie, you said something that stood out to me.
Okay.
I do believe that, you know, marriage is work.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that everyone who is married, that marriage was not intended by God.
Mm.
People do what they want to do,
yeah,
based on how they feel without going to God first about those relationships. And sometimes it doesn't work. I do understand that,
yeah,
you know, sometimes divorce is an option for some people,
mm-hmm,
but it shouldn't necessarily be your first resort.
Yeah. Not say that. Yes.
I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for Carell and Gerald, and
amen.
I know what you put in is what you are going to get out.
Uh-huh.
Marriage is work. Marriage is not for the faint of heart.
Yes.
Like, you have to put the work in to get it together,
mm-hmm,
get it right. You know what
mm-hmm
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't come from nothing.
Okay.
You know
I like
I mean?
That. I do. I like that. When you said happiness doesn't come from nothing, like, okay, you wake up. Okay, no, you got to put the work in to make yourself happy, to make that marriage happy, and what other things that you
right
can do to make it. Let me tell you, I'm waiting for my boo ass, honey. Yes, I am. I believe God, I got to have
stop these kids from being blockers. That's what I call them. But I am waiting for mine to come, and I am no longer running from everybody that I say, good morning, girl. I'll be darting the other way. And not because I'm like, oh, no, you know, I don't believe in it. No, because I'm like, Lord, I'm a little nervous, like, getting back out there after so many years. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but I, you know, my kids is grown now. So I'm like, you know, I mean, it would have happened while they were younger. That would have been fine, too. I mean, of course, I did date. You know what I'm saying? Like, they never knew I dated a child. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to have anybody around my children. So they didn't know I dated, but it didn't really go anywhere. And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? That those relationships didn't go anywhere because it wasn't for them to go anywhere. But see, I'm wiser now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm wiser now. So I know when I see those kindred spirits from my past, girl, I be running. You know, and I see how some women and men find themselves back in the same situation because of those like-minded spirits, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what that is, but how you can attract almost the same person, but I'm wiser now to see it. And I'm no longer saying, God, just like you said, you know, some of us don't listen to God. I know I didn't, you know, and but I'm thanking God for his grace and his mercy. I'm thanking God that he laid down his life for me. I'm thanking God that his love is so pure, and I love it. And he do give second, third, fourth, fifth chances. And I'm just so excited today about you being on and just talking and expounding on love and expounding on it takes work. And the thing about it is that the first thing you don't do is, okay, I'm going to go get a divorce. That's not it. You know, I'm going to work on this thing. Well, girl, I packed up and left. I worked. I counseled. I did everything I could possibly do. But I knew that wasn't the first option for me because I'm like, oh, my God, is God going to punish me? I'm like, God, don't think like that, girl.
Right.
But I love true love. I love, so tell me about some of your retreats that you have. Like, what are some of the activities that you do?
So we have had a retreat every year since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do them in different locations.
Yeah.
Every retreat is usually a different theme along with the location and the activities. We have some couples who have come back.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we have some couples who come here and there.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I said, I only do small amount of couples at a time.
Yeah.
This year we are going to North Carolina.
Oh.
Last year we were in Palm Springs in August is when it,
yeah,
it was so hot.
Oh my God. Oh, y'all wasn't far from us. I think y'all was about 2 hours from us, right? Palm Springs, California.
Yep.
Yay. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we got stuck out there with American Airlines. Canceled our flight.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was stuck for an extra day.
Oh my gosh.
But it was
an awesome time, though. It was an awesome
time. I didn't miss my kids, though.
I know you did. You had three beautiful children, and I love the activities that you and your husband do as a family. I just love it. Oh, my God. So this year is in North Carolina. Is it too late for anyone to join in, or you already filled your capacity?
We are almost at capacity.
Wow, okay.
But I do plan couples retreats for other couples. So if maybe someone has a group of friends that they would like to have a retreat with,
mm-hmm,
I can definitely plan for them.
Okay.
It has to necessarily be the retreat.
Oh.
September every year.
Yes. Look at you. So repeat that again. So if yours is filled to capacity. Oh, look at your mug. Let me see. Hold that up.
It's actually my husband's mug, Miss Winnicott. I got to fake it till I make it because I don't drink coffee, so I'm drinking water.
Okay. Amen. So not forcing you, but that's only if you wanted to. So, I'm forcing you, but forcing you. So, is there anybody in the chat saying anything about love, or they against it, or they love it, or they inspired? Because love do exist. You can read it for me, Karat. I can't really see them.
Gerald said the greatest gift you can give someone is love,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely true.
Yes, yes. And
love is an action word.
Uh-huh.
Egypt Marie said, I love it. Faith it until you make it.
Yes. Hi, Egypt Marie. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dana said the retreats are excellent. We have a great time.
Okay, Dana. Yes. And who said on there about it was something that something stuck out that they said it was right after I think your husband drove.
52 years gold. Hashtag gold. I think is that what you were saying, your mom?
Yes, my mom. Yes, uh huh.
That is absolutely gold.
Yes. So somebody said something about love is, was it Egypt Marie?
Dominique Frazier said, God is love.
Yes, God is love. Yes, Dominique, for sure, God is love. And that's how I look at it. You know, God's love towards us. God loves, like when we make mistakes and we fall and things that we're not good of, God loves us, you know, and he upholds us and he embraces us. And he don't look at us like how people look at us. When I felt like my marriage had failed and being at that time I was an evangelist, I'm like everybody is looking at me, you know. And even when people know that you're going through a separation, but that doesn't mean that separation means divorce, because people separate and they work on their marriage and they get back together. I know couples whose marriages is flourishing today, and they're separated, but then they get back together and look at them today. But in the midst of all of that, the shame part of that, you know what I'm saying, of people looking at us like, oh, my God, they know we having struggles, they know we having problems, and not because you said something out of your mouth, but they could see your disposition, they could see, you know, your mannerism now, they could see one time you hold your hand, coming through the door, now you're not. One driving another car, the other one driving the other car. You know what I mean? But the embarrassment of it all. Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe your relationship has to have a solid foundation,
not
two separate foundations. It has to have a solid foundation that you can build on together. And for my husband and myself, it is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is what we stand on. Because at the end of the day, you may not like your partner every day.
Okay.
In fact, I'm almost sure that there are days where every couple will say, I'm not really feeling him today, or I'm not really feeling her today, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But if that love isn't here, what's going to keep you from leaving?
Yeah. How about
love
that?
You can choose to argue and fight, or you can choose to love.
Yes. If we have any calls, you can just press your one, and if you dial in, you can press one, and then I can take your call. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Cheryl said in the chat, what advice would I give to couples who is struggling in their marriage? I know that I do couples retreats, but you know how sometimes when you go to weddings, they have the suggestion box?
Yes.
I always put in the suggestion box, keep your marriage between you and your partner.
Oh,
I know that feels opposite of me planning retreats for couples, but everything is not for everybody. That's not to say that you can't vent to certain people, but make sure you're venting to the right people in the right environment.
Yeah.
You know, we have a jar of questions. You know, our marriage retreats are in different locations with different things, but every retreat I take a jar of questions.
Okay.
And one or two nights in a retreat, we'll sit down and, you know, just randomly pick questions and talk about it as a group, because you never know that issue that you and your spouse are going through. Y'all not the first or the second or the third.
So
maybe that's the end is from that. Might be something that someone else has experienced.
Yeah.
And you can get it. Suggestions or just listen to how they got through it or how they're getting through it. You can definitely learn from each other by having, even if you don't go on a marriage retreat, you might have a circle of friends or other married couples you can just almost like a battle buddy, somebody who, mm-hmm. who's going to help you and encourage you through the through your journey, because
yes.
it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And hold you accountable too. And thank you, Lord, thank you, because I have learned this too, and that is so good. But when you power around other people, other couples, but positive married couples, because sometimes
right.
you can have a couple and then another married couple, and that other married couple, whether it's a man or woman, is not really feeding the other person positive things. You know what I'm saying? And I have actually watched another married couple, you know, really mess up somebody else's marriage with all of their stuff. But the person wasn't strong enough to say, look, I see you coming every day to church with your wife and your family, and you feeding me negative things because I told you one negative thing in my marriage. But then some people don't see the trick of the enemy. So while they still married, your marriage now is in shambles because you shared something negative about the marriage, but not in a negative way where, oh, my God, is this the end of the earth? But no, something that they shared in confidence to you, but you took that and bit off that like a snake and then wind up messing somebody else's relationship up. But we can't blame that person because you got to be accountable for your own stuff. But true couples that you know for sure that you pound around and that you're being around to hold each other accountable, that could, you know, that is really positive. You understand what I'm saying, Carell?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it is very important when you go to vent or get advice from another couple, make sure it is a couple who you know their marriage it stands on something positive.
Yes.
Like eating McDonald's every day,
mm-hmm.
but then you expect to be in the best shape of your life. It's not going to work.
Yes. How about that? Because
we have a couple more comments.
Sure, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Rasheen said, yes. Hey, Ra.
Hey, Rasheen.
Your mom said, that's good. Keep other people out of your business. Absolutely. Did you always want to host couples retreat? I absolutely did not. I didn't. What happened was, my husband and I were invited to a couples retreat in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And not to knock how anyone runs their business, but it was not my vision of what a retreat should be. There mm-hmm. were not many activities or engagements for that matter. And the activities that we did have, it was husbands against wives, which is fine to play games
sometimes. Yeah.
But I wanted more of a connection with
mm-hmm.
my husband, to do something, to be able to bond with him, even if we're laughing. Like, we were on totally opposite sides of the room when we did have activities. It just was not
okay.
My idea of a retreat.
Okay.
And from that, because I have a very competitive nature, I said, you know what, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
And I can do better than this. That was in 2014.
Yeah.
2015, I had my first couples retreat.
Woo! Uh-huh.
It was six couples, and the theme was TV game shows. So
yeah.
we did, like, the Newlywed Game,
uh-huh.
and Jeopardy, and Family Feud, and stuff like that. And it was a good time.
Yeah.
Everything was couples working together.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it doesn't always have to be so serious, like lectures. It could be, a retreat can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Egypt said, the best advice I would give to someone in
mm-hmm.
challenging marriage is
yeah.
to try submitting yourself to God.
Woo!
Stop seeing your spouse as an enemy and partner. Absolutely.
Yes, Egypt Marie.
Not that bad physical or mental abuse.
Said it
again. It says providing things that are not that bad, for example, physical and mental abuse.
Uh-huh.
God can and will turn your marriage around.
Uh-huh.
I've been married for 36 years. God is the first, and me and my feeling second. Am I still in second?
Uh-huh.
I will surely show you yourself. I'm so guilty of this. And, you know,
uh-huh.
my husband bought me a book.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, girl. What is the name of that book?
Tell them to type it in.
Mm-hmm. Type it in the chat, girl.
Who was that? Who was speaking on
the
battle, buddy? Yes. Who was that? Egypt Marie, that you was reading her comment?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dana also said, I have a very competitive nature. That's why I don't play the games. I just host them.
Yes. Yes. And why your husband is finding that, so is there a limit? Because, you know, I may be the oldest person there at this marriage retreat. Is there an age range?
No.
Okay.
My only requirement when I host retreats is I would prefer for you to be married. If you're not, that is not even a problem because it is a couple's retreat.
Yeah.
But I do want to host for couples who are seeking longevity in their marriages or in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to Dana
said
Dev is the oldest typically.
Okay, Dana, good. Then I won't be the oldest one there with my husband. Yes, okay. So there's no age requirement in terms of the married couples retreat. Oh, okay. Okay, good. So that is good. I am just so super excited on today. I love that comment that Egypt Marie said. It's just so bomb. I'm just so excited on today because I know that love lives, and it feels so good. Like Dominique was saying, I'm speaking from experience. It feels so good to be able to be not a woman scorned and believe that there's good marriage and God does heal your wounds. He does heal, just like each Marie was saying, take it to God, submit yourself unto the Lord, you know, for him to work it out and work your marriage out. But I'm glad that I'm not a woman scorned and that I believe in true love and that God healed me from my brokenness, because I was so broken till I felt like, God, can you mend these broken pieces back together again? I know that you can. But I'm saying, God, please heal me, because that's how thirsty I was for healing. And when God healed me, it did take a period of time. It was a process. It was a process, because people think, oh, my God, you delivered today. Yes, but I was delivered physically, but mentally I was still in it. But when God started healing all of my wounds, I just felt so good, and I felt good on the inside, you know, and I am just so glad that my mind is not poisoned. A poisonous left my mind. My mind is not poisoned anymore, and I have forgiveness in my heart. Like, I have true forgiveness in my heart and ask to say, hey, I forgive you. Hey, you know, it happened, all right, but move on from here. So I'm
okay.
If you
don't, then you will be bitter.
Yeah.
You will compare everything against that situation.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm not trying to take no baggage into the next relationship. I'm not trying to take no baggage. And those who are married to still take baggage from their past. I'm not trying to take nothing old into something that's new, you know, and I'm just not, but God had to heal me from that, and I'm not going to date somebody just because for a rebound. No, I'm going to date somebody because that's who God told me to date, and I'm good. So I'm just glad that love lives and that there's still hope. So those who may feel like they're so bitter, pray and ask God to remove the bitterness from your heart, even if you're in a relationship and you feel like you're so bitter of things that happened in your marriage at that time. Ask God to forgive you so you can move past that, so you can grow. I'm a true believer of love. I love everybody. You know, I know some people say, well, I don't like everybody, but I love everybody. I ain't even going to say that. I love everybody. You know, there's all different forms of love. You know what I'm saying? Agape love. You name it. There's all kind of loves out here. So do you want to comment or say something, Carell?
The book that I was referring to is called Love Dear. It's actually a movie and a book.
It's called Love Dear? D-A-R-E?
Love Dear.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The movie, the accent isn't that great, but the message is, and it's basically a couple who are going through a really rough patch in their marriage, and the book is challenges. He's reading the book and the movie, but it's just different challenges you can do for you and your partner to reconnect, even if your partner does not know you are reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
It will ask you to do certain things. For your spouse, write them a love letter or buy something you know, and everything isn't monetary. You don't have to spend money. It's good. Somebody said the movie, Fireproof.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite movies. Oh my gosh, yes. I love that movie. It's so bomb. I'm sorry, so it's a book that goes with that too, or no?
Yes, the book and the movie is called Love There.
And the movie, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. But so fire, so is Fireproof the same movie as that one, or no?
No, Fireproof is the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I love that movie.
Reading the book Love There.
Oh, that's what, okay, I got you now. Okay, okay. Oh, my God, that is so good. I also wanted to say, for those who are engaged on today, you know, pray and ask God, is this the one for you? Is this your mate? You know, and don't be afraid of God answers. I prayed, and I heard God, but I didn't listen to God. So don't get in a situation because you want it so bad and you tired of going out with your girlfriends and you want to be in a relationship and you want to be married. Marriage takes work, and I love marriage because marriage is a beautiful thing. God ordained it, and I love it. You know, but just pray and ask God, is this the man for me? Is this the woman for me? Because, you know, and don't be afraid of hearing God's voice. I heard God's voice. What? I called myself, consecrated myself for a couple of days, and I'm praying, and God then spoke to me, and I'm ignoring him because of what I wanted. Well, I paid a price for that, too, because of disobedience. And not that God did that, but it was me out of my own will, what I wanted so bad. And see, God was trying to steer me from that. That doesn't mean that he wasn't going to ever bless me with the mate that was for me. But because I anxiously stepped out there and without God, and I pray over everything, pray over chips, gum, you name it. But that particular situation, you said what?
Parking.
Yes. Everything. You know what I'm saying? So pray and ask God, and also something that Carell said about too, about keeping people, and my mom said it too, out of your marriage. And the thing about it is that she's not saying don't talk to anybody, but you know that a certain person who you can talk to, you know, and just don't share your stuff like that, even if you're engaged. Don't be sharing all of your stuff, all of their flaws. And God will put the right person in your spirit to open up to share too. Amen?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because everybody is not rooting for you, believe it or not.
That's crazy.
I know
it's
hard to believe, but some
it
people,
is.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
not rooting for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're not. If you have any more comments, Carell?
Can I just encourage everybody to
yes.
read the entire book of
okay.
John?
Mm-hmm.
The same,
yeah.
Because for me, it was so simple. It was instructions
mm-hmm.
from Jesus.
Yeah.
To me, it read as a warning of the possibilities of
mm-hmm.
what could happen.
Yes.
How you should get through it,
mm-hmm.
or what you should do,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and the encouragement.
Yeah.
At the end, Jesus says, and I'm not quoting word for word, but
uh-huh.
he's basically saying, you know, in order to get to everlasting life. There will be some hurdles
yeah.
that you will come across,
mm-hmm.
but you're not the first to endure it.
Mm-hmm.
I endured it.
Oof.
You can as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dana said, I for sure pray for parking spaces.
Yeah.
I was like in California, but in Philadelphia, it is rough.
No, you just got to look at the 5-lane highways. Oh, my God, like how you have 5-6 lanes on the highway, and my son just be driving. Shifting, going up to the next train. I said, and my sister Nikki, every time she comes, my mother and sister get in the back seat because they're like, we ain't driving out here. So we always put my sister Nikki up to drive. Oh my God, it's crazy. But yeah, I love John 15. Oh my God, I just love the way Jesus loved on us. And when you don't have no one else to talk to. I mean, you don't have no friends to talk to because, like you said, everybody's not cheering for you. And I know, and it's like you said, you know. Sometimes we just believe everybody is cheering. Even our closest friends sit at the table that's eating lunch and breakfast with us, not cheering for us. Well, on the inside, you would think they are, but, you know, you're looking at for them. I'm sorry, on the outside, it looks like they are, but the inside, sometimes they're not, you know. So you got to be careful because you may say one wrong word. I'm not feeling him today, or I'm not feeling her today. And they go, well, you know what? You should just pack up. You did. And you're like, what? That's not what I'm thinking you for. But then, you just know when to close your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I think also you cannot vent to single people
mm-hmm.
about your marriage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or someone who has never been in your space.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand me going to someone who may be my age or maybe not, but they have never been married. They've never experienced the things that I experienced as a husband and wife. Dating is a little different from marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
sure enough.
If you haven't been in my space, then how can you tell me about what I'm doing or what I'm going through? Some things, but not everything.
You're so key there. You know, going to other folk who've never been in your shoes and never been there before. You know, a situation occurred years and years ago when I was married at the time, and we were going through major difficulties. And I remember standing in the schoolyard, dropping my kids off, and you could always spot out another woman, another man who may be going through identical, because you could smile, put lipstick on, and have a good day, but because you've been through, you'd be like, they're going through something. Well, this particular woman, we were friends at the time. You know, well, I can't say friends. You were associates. And she turned around and she says, oh, Wanda. And she thought, tell me about everything that was going on, even though I was going through my stuff, you know. And I encouraged her, you know, hey, did you seek marriage counseling? And she says, no. Well, girl, she sought marriage counseling. Because I told her, you know, because I believe in marriage. Just because mine is not going right, that doesn't mean that I'm going to put a damper on yours. What? I don't have that kind of heart. So I encouraged her to go marriage counseling with her mate. They went to marriage counseling. They wound up having another baby after that. Girl, I mean, they are like blooming. And then after that, when she found out that, you know, we weren't separated, I didn't sit in her club anymore. And I said, oh, I can't even talk to you in the schoolyard anymore? After I didn't give you advice, but that's okay. Because in my heart, I was made glad. Because I know that I love marriage and I root for you. It doesn't matter if mine didn't work or not. But I'm not going to throw a monkey wrench into yours because, you know, misery loves company. Like my son said, hopefully, misery loves company. So, but I'm not going to do that, you know. And I said, you know what, God, that's okay. I don't fit in her little world anymore. That's all right, because we was never friends anyway. She was just my associate. But I'm glad I did my part and gave her some encouragement. And she went ahead and took my advice, and they have blossomed. So that was years ago. So everybody keeps it grown now. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't fit in that world anymore because I'm separated, you know. But I gave you advice for yours. You took it. And y'all prospered, and I was really happy for her. You know, I still say hey to her if I see her on Facebook or something like that, but it's all good, you know? All good.
And that's fine. Yeah. Like you said, that wasn't what you were supposed to do because that's what God left in your heart.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't need that kind of negativity in your life because that is what she reflected on you when she, you know, judged you, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Because she completely judged me after that. Like, what? Okay, I'm sorry. I can't make them love me. You know what I'm saying? I can't make them wrap as long as I want to be with me. Jeez. But you're right. That kind of person just wasn't right. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. Oh, my God. I enjoyed you all so much. Thank you for reading the comments, Carell. Is there anything else that you wanted to read before we go any further and close out?
I also want to say, it is a ripple effect.
Yes.
When you read John 15, it says, in verse 9, it says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. And in verse 12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love each other in the same way I have loved you. So it's a ripple effect coming on them. So you go ahead and you share that love, that grace, and that mercy that was shown on you. You share that with your family and friends and let them see the God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I focus on marital relationships, but what good is one relationship to be flourishing and blossoming if all the rest of them are going downhill?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So share that love with not only your spouse, but the other people that you encounter. Let them see the God in you. And you never know how many lives you can transform just by being a godly woman or a godly man.
Yeah. I just love it. Oh, my God. Go ahead and break down John 15. Girl, you ain't pass you a plate. Yes. And before we end, also, Rasheen, I got to order one of your T-shirts, girl. So I want you to put your information in the chat so they'll know where to find you to order some of these great T-shirts as well, black tees. And also tell them where you can, yeah, they could purchase your husband's book in the mug.
I don't know if you can purchase the mug. But
I'm speaking it. They coming.
The books are available on his website, GeraldLJackson.com. Don't forget the L in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The T-shirt you can get on Amazon. We also have a Instagram page for it, KGW Apparel. Gerald, oh, Gerald is on the money. He put his
You better go ahead, brother Gerald.
That is his website. He is also on social media. He does encouraging books for kids because, like I said, your marital relationship isn't the only one that should flourish. That was number one, these babies. So when they become adults, they know how to love properly.
And also his book, too. Oh, my God. His book, I done purchased a couple and sent them all out. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Cat, I love you and your hubby relationship.
Oh, yes. Hey, Mrs. Catherine. Yes.
And your mom said, Amen, Carell. I love
you, son. Oh. Hey, man, we was laughing at you, Mom, earlier because you said 3 minutes. Oh, my God. Harvard Aprilie is my timekeeper. Aprilie was on here since 2014 up in 2020 when I changed the time. Or was it 21? When I changed to 21 until I changed the time of the podcast. She said, I'd just be waking up at that time. But they were on for years, I mean, preaching, too. Oh, my God, and commenting.
Keep you on your toes.
Yes, yes, yes. I so appreciate everybody for tuning in today. This has been such a great joy. Oh, my God, I love Enamored Journeys. I'm so super excited for her and her ministry. And it's something how God will take you to a place. And you know what? Even though you went to that marriage retreat then and it wasn't all what you thought it should be, but how about God was doing some birthing things? So you did get something out of that. You got in that
right.
Whole girl, he delivered a whole baby. Do you hear me? So even it wasn't in vain. It was not in vain. Oh my God! And like my sister Nikki always takes something good. Her and Michael take something good out of something all the time. I could be sitting there like I don't see that. I'm mad, and they'd be like, no, but look at it like this. But God did something in you. So that retreat you went to was not in vain because look how God birthed something in you. Oh my God, he is so awesome, and I just love him. I love us. And for those who are not in any relationships and they feel alone, don't you know that God is your friend? He will wrap his arms around you and he will encourage you. Don't hate on no or comment on nobody else's relationship because God will give you one of your own with it's his time. But take this time to love on yourself and believe in love and just wrap your arms around yourself and just hug yourself. And because God loves you, he loves you. So, and ask God to fill those voids of loneliness. Some people, husbands who have went on to be with the Lord, or some people, wives have gone on to be with the Lord, and they are widow. They are widow now. So ask God to wrap his arms around you, yeah, and to rub your back, you know, and to stroke you. Let me tell you, my whole thing is that when I walk outside, I know that I'm alone because when it's raining, I can feel the rain on my cheeks, and that's God telling me he loves me. When I see the sun, hallelujah, I know that he's embracing me, telling me I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. So at this time, if you're not dating, you know, work on your own self and love on you. I had to learn how to love myself. You got to learn how to love yourself before you love somebody else because if you ain't liking you, you ain't liking nobody in your house. You're not liking nobody. So,
if you don't love yourself, how can you teach somebody to love you the way that you want to be loved?
Yes. Yes. Say that. Because that means you want to, oh, my God. And, you know, this is one more thing before we close out. Communication is key in a relationship, too. I have learned that. Communication. If you don't communicate and you shut down with babe, what's wrong? And they don't want to talk. You got to get through those barriers and ask God to open him or her up because communication is key. If you don't communicate, you don't have anything because then you won't even know what's wrong. It could be something simple like you left the toothpaste, the cap off of the toothpaste. I'm one of those kind of people too. So God help me. Oh my God. Why is the lid out on the lotion? You know what I'm saying? So You have to communicate in relationships and start for those who are engaged. So I know we got to get off of here. Thank you all for joining in on today. Know that there's hope in love. Know that God is love. And like Sister Carell said, read the whole entire chapter of John 15. You wanted to add some more off of John because, honey, you preaching over here. Is something else you want to say about John?
No, not necessarily about John.
Okay.
When I was reading the scripture, Miss Honey, or research, God mentions marriage over 300 times in the Bible.
Whoop.
The word love is over 700.
This is
what God wants for us.
Oh.
So if it wasn't important to him,
yeah,
he wouldn't mention it. You know what I mean? And for those of us who are seeking or are married,
yeah,
be a good steward over your marriage. God didn't call us to just be a good steward over our finances. We have to be good stewards over our relationships as well because he gave them to us, most of us.
Yes.
He gave them to us.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. You got some more, you got to follow me on social media.
HopeVictoriasTheNumber2@gmail.com. The first one that email me, well, I will get you a T-shirt of Enamored Journeys. Now, if you don't hear from me, then that means that you wasn't the first one to email me. So, yes. So, thank you all so much. Any comments before we close out, Carell? Are we good?
I'm good.
You good? Okay.
Everybody.
Amen. So no more comments. We got a reader. It's good down that end.
Gerald said, I don't know if I'm up too far. Egypt said, I really enjoy Remain Blessed.
Amen. Egypt Marine.
Chaplain.
Oh, Millicent. Hi, Chaplain Millicent. Yes. We,
enjoyed you all this morning. I was blessed to be here.
Amen.
Camille Taylor said, blessings, my Lord, your mom.
Hey, Cousin Camille.
Gerald said, embrace your singleness.
Mousy, hi, Mousy.
She said, amen to that.
Amen.
Susan, thank you. This was great. Can't wait to read John 15.
Yes, Susan.
Sister Catherine said, you're whole, your husband whole, and God whole equals 3-string chord.
Woo, yes.
Your mom, I got to stop saying your mom and call her who she is. Ms. Dye said, love is God's first commandment. Camille said, blessings, Cousin Wanda.
Amen, Camille.
And mom said, I did it again.
That's all right.
This was great.
Only thing you left out of, hey, mom, God. Amen. Hey, Cousin Camille. Amen. So thank you all for joining in on today. So love you guys. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I thank you for healing on today. Heal those minds, heal those hearts, God, that love still lives, God, because you are love, God. We thank you for laying down your life for us, God. You said thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shall believe in our hearts that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And God, I ask you, Father God, continue to touch Carell and her ministry, God, and her husband and his ministry. Well, they have a ministry as a whole. And God, we do thank you for bringing them together, God. We thank you, God, for doing everything right. We love you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you on today. Touch our families. Touch everyone that's on this podcast, God. Do it right now for your glory. Those who are listening from YouTube on today, those who have dialed in through Blog Talk Radio, God, touch them, God. Touch everyone, Father. We love you and we adore you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. hope in God. Know that you are victorious and know that God is on your side. You are victorious. Amen. So God bless you all and see you all again on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The specific time is 7 o'clock in the morning, and Central Standard Time is at 9 o'clock. God bless you. Bye. See you, Karel. Bye.
Bye.
And thank you all for dialing in on Blog Talk Radio. I see you. And thank you. Thank you, Karel. Right, I had too much coffee. Thank you. To my guest. All right. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.